Chapter 3, A Letter from the King. For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Isaiah 57, verse 15. Secret. When Christiana arose the next morning, she first talked with her children for quite a while. Then there was a knock at the door. "If you come in the name of God, you may come in," Christiana called. "Amen," a man said. He opened the door and greeted them kindly. "Peace be to this house." He immediately asked, "Do you know why I came here?" Christiana blushed and trembled. Who was this man? What did he come for? And what would he have to say? Oh, how she longed to know this. "My name is Secret," the man said. "I dwell in the high heaven, and there something was spoken about you. In the high heaven, they told that you were longing to travel to this place too. Also, someone knew that you now have sorrow and regret. You have sorrow about how you treated your husband, and regret because you never talked with your children about what they really need. Christiana, the merciful God sent me to you. I may tell you that he is a God who is ready to forgive your sins. Yes, he is a God who delights to forgive often. He asked if you would come to him. You may even sit at his table. He wants to give you the best of his house. Yes, he wants to give you even the greatest blessing which Father Jacob also received. Your husband, Christian, is there too, together with many, many others. They may see their king's face continually. Oh, what will it be if soon they may also see you in the house of the Father? How happy they will be when they hear your footsteps going over his threshold also. Amazed, Christiana did not know what to say. Shyly, she bowed her head. A Letter from the King. In the meantime, the man continued, "Christiana, I also brought you a letter from the king. Here it is." Reverently, Christiana took the letter and opened it. Immediately, a glorious fragrance came toward her. She smelled the fragrance of the best incense. She saw that the letter was written with golden letters. Surprised, her eyes glanced over the lines. It was really true. The king had written a letter to her. He desired that she would travel the same way as Christian, for that is the way to the celestial city. Only in that way she would be able to live close to the king. She would be able to live close to the king just like her husband, and that eternally, forever. Now, Christiana could only think of the letter. Her heart was longing for the king. "Sir," she asked, "art thou willing to take me and my children along? May we go with thee to worship that king?" Quietly, the man shook his head. "First, the bitter will come, Christiana, and afterward the sweet. Your way to the celestial city will be a difficult way. There will be much tribulation. Therefore, do as Christian did. Go to that little gate there across the field, for that gate is at the beginning of the way which you must go. I hope you will have a safe journey. Keep the letter under your clothes, close to your heart. Then you can take it out very easily. Then you can read it for yourself and to your children until you know it by heart. Just sing it, for it is also a song. It is the song of the strangers on earth, and you must sing it as long as you live in your earthly house. When you come at the celestial gate, you must hand it in. Explanation. Who is secret? It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to teach the things of the Lord to his children. He shows things which they have never seen before. Of course, he does not come as a real man. That is not what John Bunyan meant. No, the Holy Spirit always comes by God's word, by the Bible. In that word, God promises much to his children, marvelous things. But Christiana could not believe this was also for her. Would the Lord want her to be with him too? She felt much too wicked to go on the journey. Such a sinful woman probably could not enter heaven. She could not believe that. So, Christiana needed someone who brought the word of the Lord into her heart. Only then she would know for sure that the Lord himself called her. That is why the Holy Spirit came. He gave the letter to Christiana. When she opened it, she noticed right away that it was a letter from the king. Now she saw how beautiful God's word was. It was as if the letters were of gold. A glorious fragrance came from the word. The Lord still wants to do that today. Then the words from the Bible suddenly sound different. Then you do not hear the voice of the minister anymore, but the voice of the Lord himself. What a wonder then, when that may happen. It is a wonder when you may know for sure, the King of Kings called me too. He invited me to travel to that glorious city where he lives. Therefore, pray much, asking if the Holy Spirit will bless his word.